Thank you. Good afternoon. I don't know if y'all had an opportunity to see our pretty lengthy report. Felt it was necessary, given that I think each quarter these kind of reports are needed to give an overview of a big picture of what's going on at KPFK and what we're working to achieve, and also what we may or may not have accomplished. In this report, I've asked each department head to, or almost each department head, to submit a report, which I've included in the overall report. Sort of the big items in there, one being this transition period during my tenure and then most of 2014. I really want to call attention to, you know, since there is going to be a new ED and a new general manager, that the local and or the national board put some energy into ensuring a smooth transition. Back in January, when Bernard Duncan resigned and the business manager at the time were terminated, I think set the stage for the problems we're facing today, or exacerbated the financial problems we're facing today. Shortly thereafter, in February, two people were hired on a temporary basis to manage the finance office, the business office, and the interim general manager at KPFA was asked to manage the station on a half-time basis, basically flying back and forth from Berkeley and to Los Angeles. This, you know, looking back, was certainly the beginning of our big problem with reporting, both with financial data and personnel records too, as well.
Zuber, excuse me, you now have 3 minutes left.
Okay, thank you. I did want to spend a bit of time on this because this, I feel, has been the underlying reason why we are having as much problems as we had. With finances, Tracy Bullard, our new interim business manager, was brought in this year in January and has been working to fix the financial records and both personnel records. Some of the personnel records were so bad they did not even have the hired. We had to dig to find my own hire date, let alone other employees. This has caused problems with accounting for vacation and sick leave, which also ties into any kind of personnel cuts that we may face, as mandated by the national board that the general manager, interim general manager, put forth a plan to cut $250,000 from the budget. So it has made it extremely difficult to, one, both manage the station and make very critical decisions. And I urge the board and those that are in position of management and moving forward to streamline orientation and transition. I was not even orientated when I accepted the position of the interim general manager. This also goes to an item, or connects to an item about hate speech later on in this meeting. I feel can be addressed with proper orientation and reorientation. We have a handbook that goes back to 1997, I believe. Times have changed, standards have changed. I'm a bit behooved that, you know, for an organization that is about the people and the workers' rights, to have an employee handbook that hasn't been updated since 1997, I think is egregious.
Are you done?
There's a
Please.
I have one more minute.
You have a minute and 10 seconds.
Okay. Also, well, I guess a bit of a highlight, one of our recent accomplishments was the, is during this last fund drive, we were able to put together some remnants of a modern phone room where we did set up computers, utilizing voice over IP phones to be able to process credit cards inside the station. We've learned a lot from that experience, but certainly have made some progress in bringing back a full phone room. I don't think we're there absolutely yet. We do have to work through some bugs. I'm working with some staff and a couple members of the community to develop a training and training manual and protocol so we can properly orient people that want to come and volunteer and take phone calls at the station. I think by modernizing it, it also gives us additional statistical information on when calls come in and how long the calls take to process. We've also implemented a greeting. When someone does call, they have the option to make a pledge or to go down a different menu if they just have a general question, because we don't want to tie up people taking pledges with questions that have no relation to the fund drive or even lead to a donation.
Your time is now.
Okay.
Thank you. Questions from the board? With 90 seconds.
Could people, anybody who thinks they have a question, raise your hand now. I've got you folks. Anybody over here?
I have a point of information. Maybe the question is, do you need a little more time? I would move to extend if you needed more time. Okay.
Okay. So, again, with your hands, please. Hold on.
We have 90 seconds.
I know, John. And both Steves. Okay. John, you're first.
No, I saw Steve first.
Well, which John are we talking about?
You.
Thank you. So you recently had meetings with the staff, which is something unusual that we haven't had in many, many years. And I wondered what your input would be to the LSB about what you learned about those staff meetings from the staff in terms of helping you to fulfill your obligations.
And vice versa.
Excuse me, please. Members of the public, will you direct them? Stop.
I just...
Are you done?
I'm so sorry.
I have a question.
What you have learned from these many meetings that you've had.
Okay. Do I answer now or
do I? Can we take the questions first? And then we'll answer. Can we take the questions first?
It's your call.
Or whatever, if you want to.
I think it's, I prefer to answer the questions right afterwards.
Okay.
The meetings have actually been very helpful. I did have a staff meeting a couple of weeks ago. Yesterday, we spent most of the day meeting with programmers. I had an all-station meeting. I feel these are necessary because if we consider ourselves a community radio, we have to act and function as a community, and it gives us an opportunity to get together. It's not just me talking. I have other folks participate and exchange ideas. I believe we are a group of people that come to the table with skill sets, ideas, and perspectives that that we can utilize to push KPFK forward. And I think now, even more than ever, we need to be united in saving the station from the brink and putting it on a path of thriving. The meetings yesterday were very, very helpful and eye-opening. A lot of folks appreciated it. It also gave management the opportunity to appreciate the volunteers. I think that's one thing that has been lacking at the station, is appreciating the sacrifices that the programmers do make for the station and the listeners.
Thank you. Kim.
Okay, well, I certainly have a different explanation for how we got to where we got, and they are not the same as yours, and they involve different people, okay, in different scenarios. And I'm not going to name names because it's inappropriate, but it's certainly not the scenario that you have cited. There is an employee updated handbook. It is sitting up at the PMB. It should be finalized and distributed. I was unclear whether there were volunteers or not in there. At any rate, I was over at the station during the drive and I said, hey, I'm here, I can answer. Only one phone was working, okay? There was only one phone working in the phone room, so I don't know what this is like, we're all ready to get to go. There was one phone working and that's what they said, how many phones are working. So the phone system is not working. I don't know what the problem is, but I think we need to hear it directly that that's what the problem is, not like it's all good, because it appears not to be. Now, you've also stated several times you're getting all these grants, the Duke Foundation grant, a couple of other grants. It turns out that those grants were not for our operating budget. Isn't that correct? You stated that they were for FSTV. I think we need to be pretty clear on whether these grants are coming to KPFK's operating budget or to an off-budget project that was never approved.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, well, we certainly have different counts in terms of phones working or not working. Certainly in the very beginning, we did have some troubles with our voice over IP phones and the call center that we were using to take rollover phone calls. That is where we did have a problem, but that also allowed us, or actually encouraged us, to push forward with the voice over IP service, which we're using a company by the name of Jive Communications. And they, the performance that we had with those phones were actually very impressive, including the reporting or the data we're able to take from our phone calls. I guess we can agree to disagree whether or not the phones did work. I would certainly have Terry Guy, Jonathan Alexander, folks that were actually on the ground, and some of the members of the board that came and did use the phone system to take pledges. Granted, the graphical user interface on the computer did have some bugs, and which we are working in correcting in time for the next fund drive. Now, in terms of grants, yes, we have gotten grants from the Sidney Stern Foundation, the Duke Foundation, the New York Community Trust Fund, the Anderson Foundation as well, and these all have been, with the exception of the Duke Foundation, goes to general operations, or weren't even declared in how we would have to spend it. The Duke Foundation grant is supposed to be used to purchase technology and equipment, which it was used for. In the Duke Foundation, we received our second one in December. You know, look, I've been putting a lot of effort into applying for grants, and you know, I'd like to say, look, we've gotten $11,000 from the Anderson Grant Fund or Anderson Foundation, and just recently got awarded a grant from the New York Community Trust Fund, $1,000, which the New York Community Trust Fund we are using to purchase some laptops for the modern phone room. So all that information can certainly be made available to the board if that's called into question.
Steve is next.
So you didn't answer my
excuse
question.
Me. Well,
they did go to the operating budget. That's what I said.
Hey, Dewberry,
excuse me.
That's
Mr. Steve has
Steve is
floor.
Next.
So my question is regarding the phone room. So are we 100% ready for the next fund drive to be run in the phone room, or is that still kinks still being worked out of that? That's my first question. The second part is, how much in the budget, how much are we paying for the voice over IP service? I haven't seen any numbers or anything on what that costs us to do that, because we're doing the call center and the voice over IP at this point, although I presume the call center has reduced call load, so it's less costly. But how much cost is involved in that? So those are the two things.
Okay, I believe the first part of your question was, have we worked out the kinks? Otis McClay, who does do a lot of software coding for Pacifica, has gotten a list of our comments, suggestions, and bug reports, in which he is working to fix those and make improvements as we've asked. How far along he is, I don't have an answer for you at this moment. With voice over IP, our first month in February was completely free in order to test it. Thank you to Jive Communication for that. The cost for that is $25 and some change per line. I can, after this meeting, I can provide the accurate information for you. I don't have it sitting.
Per month?
Per line per month, yes.
And we turn it off between drives?
We can turn it off in between drives, yes.
To save the money.
Yeah.
Okay, Steve Pride. Oh, and let me just say before Steve starts that we have...
Do you have me, Jim?
Five more minutes.
Yes, I do. It's Steve Pride, Lawrence,
oh,
and Michael.
Oh, I'm sorry. There was actually a part I didn't get to speak to on this. Are we ready for a full phone room? We're not there yet. I do feel it's necessary that we do have the necessary training materials in place, as well as the protocols in order to run that room efficiently.
And laptops, right?
And the laptops, yeah, which which we actually purchased a laptop on Friday to test it with the software that we're using. So there's still some testing that has to be involved, but we can certainly run a phone room probably similar to the way we did in February, if necessary, at the very least.
Okay. With the rollovers.
Yeah, with the rollovers.
All right, Steve Pride, I just say we now have a little under 6 minutes left for this item. That is the questioning of the board. Hold on, Steve. I want to time you, give you your full time, please. I was mid-sentence. After Steve Pride, as I said, it's Lawrence and Michael. And as I say, we have a total of about 5.5, 6 minutes left.
Okay, yeah, because I'm on the LSB here, the staff representative, and I kind of can't let this go, this report from Alan Minsky, which if doing this for 20 years here at KPFK, it's 7 years he's been program director, he's played that song, he's one record he plays over and over. We don't want you to do the fund drive because you don't make enough money. He gives us, at the last minute, a goal of X number of dollars that Christine Blasdell can raise, hawking Miracle Bee pollen, sperm milk, cure, lotion. And if you cannot make it, if you think you can make it, you have to give him a written plan on how you're going to beat that number.
Yeah.
And we always say, well, and if you're a good programmer, you will step aside and let us raise money in your slot. Which is, okay, I get it. We like doing fundraising. We used to do it all the time. And then we'd say, if you like programming like this, you have money. But the model now is selling shit.
Right.
So the thing is, after the fund drive, it's so inappropriate then to come to the programmers and say, our problem with the fund drive is the deadbeat programmers who chose not to do the fund drive and are not pulling their weight. So going forward, you will be judged on doing the fund drive and how much you make. Well, number one, our listeners have learned, have been trained like Pavlov's dogs, fund drive means we're not on. We haven't been on in like 3 years. So they won't be listening anyway. So there has to be a learning curve to get off the crack of what are we doing with a bee pollen and transition that people know there's a fund drive. So my question, I guess, do you agree with his record? Because this is like the fifth time he's done it. And also, the thing about the hiatuses have been used as punishments in the past for saying things like I'm saying right now.
Okay, thank you. Your time is up.
Okay. I certainly can't speak to his actions or his decisions or what he can say or what he has said prior to my tenure, and certainly it has taken some time for me to become acclimated with the station and some of its past dealings. Look, we're at a desperate point, and that's why we've been in back-to-back fund drives. It hardly gives us any time to develop new strategies and implement them. I strongly feel that each program through orientation and reorientation should go through some kind of fund drive or fund on-air fundraising training. And I think, and this is something that we touched on at the meeting yesterday in having programmers work with each other with the on-air as well as, including myself in the mix too. But again, until we have enough time or little time in between fund drives, it's going to take us some a lot more effort to develop new strategies. Now, look, programmers can raise money on the air. There's going to be
excuse
some.
Excuse me, Sue Berry.
Excuse me.
I'm trying to hear him, and I know the conversation's important.
There are going to be some people that are stronger fundraisers on the air, and there are going to be some that would be stronger fundraisers off the air. And as we touched in the meeting yesterday, I want to be able to work with those and empower those and provide the necessary resources for them to succeed. There are programmers that would frankly make better fundraisers when they're doing an event or opening up doors to major donors. As I've said to programmers, please, if you know someone that has either influence or resources that they can contribute to the station, please make an introduction and we can work on it together. That's the direction I would like to see the station go in the spirit of cooperation and making the most of each individual's strengths.
Thank you. Lawrence is next, and then Michael Novick, and then Lydia, but only if we extend
time. I'm not going to take too long. I echo what Mr. Pride just said. I think you answer the question the way you wanted to answer the question, but I don't think you answered the question, the key question, in regards to as to how you're working with the program director. So that I'm not satisfied as to the answer that you gave him there. It's not for lack of effort, Mr. Fields, that that you've been working hard, and I know you've been working hard, and you've been out there in the community, and you have been working hard. It's not lack of effort. I think it's a lack of this some on this board who all they can do is criticize and become almost abusive and micromanagers to the point where, you know, it kind of throws somebody, you know, I deal with human beings all the time that are depressed or get depressed by triggers as a result of certain abuse that comes from some members of this board. But yet, they're ready to put the pin in the hay when they see something that they could put the pin in the hay about. But when it comes to tilling that hay and picking it up and bringing something to the station, I don't see that happening. So again, I appreciate your enthusiasm and your optimism.
Thank you. Michael Novick. And excuse me, we are actually now out of time for this item on the agenda. I assume some parliamentarian will tell me that what we ought to do is ask if anybody wishes to have an extension of time.
Yeah, I'm going to extend 5 minutes.
Well, I'm sorry, but we're actually at time certain for the executive session at 3 o'clock.
Can we do
I have a problem with that, too.
Public comment.
Can we go to the public comment and have you respond to public comment?
Could I ask a question? Meeting? A point of information?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. calm down, Jim. Let me simply say, I'm rather upset that we aren't apparently getting to item 6 of the agenda. I won't say why we aren't getting to item 6. That ought to be apparent to anyone who's breathing. I just want to know from our parliamentarian friends whether there's anything we can now do about that so that we could perhaps take up a couple of those. I don't think it would take long to deal with item 6. We didn't get to it last time. The board was directed to do some things. Steve was directed to do some things. I was directed to do some things. I did what I was supposed to do. Steve did what he was supposed to. Zuberry did what he was supposed to do. And once again, we're apparently not going to get to it unless there's some parliamentary way around what we've apparently done to ourselves today. And so my question is, I don't know the answer because I frankly have never been in a meeting before where one would have to look to parliament, when one would have to look to the Robert's Rules of Order to address an issue of this importance, frankly. But so please, somebody could enlighten me. That's my question. That's my point of information. If one of our parliamentarians who is familiar with Robert's Rules of Order will enlighten me on that.
Are you answering the question?
Kim may know.
I'll give my opinion.
Is that an opinion you're getting?
I don't care. Whatever.
I'll give my opinion.
We're asking for Robert's
Rules. I don't know why this meeting didn't start on time. Steve and I were caught in Ciclavia traffic. Mm-hmm. If this meeting is of 24 people, is dependent on 2 people to come and make it get going, that's really a crying shame about how interested people are to sit on this board. If one is going to have a meeting start at 3 o'clock, you
this
guys
is not
blew
answering
it. Sorry.
Parliamentary.
Sorry.
There is a question.
My question
is a personal privilege.
I don't necessarily disagree, but my question is unanswered.
The point of personal privilege is that there was a quorum of people here for 20 minutes waiting for several of your friends to come back in from the parking lot.
That is not personal privilege.
Excuse me.
Whatever
okay.
It is. Let's
Ms.
move
Prezone.
On.
That is not true.
Please stop the cross. Excuse me. Please. Ms. Prezone. Excuse me.
Yes. If the meetings were reversed and the executive session were first, we could not extend the executive session to intrude on the publicly noticed meeting or intended for the public. You can't extend a public session to intrude on an executive session. We do it routinely, actually, on the PMB. But I'm not saying that I favor extending it by much.
But you're saying we could do it.
We could do
what John Wenger has suggested.
It takes 2/3.
To extend for 5 minutes.
I second John Wenger's
motion.
Was
that for 5 minutes, John?
John.
Dr.
Yes.
Wenger?
John, is that still your motion?
Actually, I don't know that I moved that, did I? I need more coffee.
You did.
I thought you did. I'll move it if you have it. I thought
okay,
you did,
there's a motion on the floor.
Wait, I move to extend 5 minutes to do what?
to take up item six on the agenda, hate speech motion postponed.
Oh, I thought you were continuing his...
With Zuberi.
No. I wasn't moving to continue that. John, I think, maybe was moving to continue that.
I was ready to move that, and I would just like to call your attention, Jim, to the very last page.
Okay.
Because not only did all these other people address that, but the governance committee issued that.
Wait, hold up. I'm confused, please.
With regard to hate speech...
Excuse me, can I clarify, please?
I was in the middle of a sentence.
I know, I need clarification. Can I clarify what we're doing here, please?
Move to extend.
Okay, the motion to extend for 5 minutes, is that a motion for the general, for the, so the public can speak, or to finish up the board questions to the general manager, or are you asking 5 minutes to extend for the hate speech and item number four is complete?
May I respond? I believe, John, I understood John to be moving that we extend the general manager's time 5 minutes. I have no objection to that.
I think that's what I had in mind.
Yes, and I have no objection that I would second.
Can we vote on?
Excuse me. But I also had a point of information, which I gather Lydia has answered, which is that yes, if we also wanted, when it comes to that, after public comment, what have you, if we wanted to take up item six, the hate speech thing, we could do so, I gather, as well.
With another extension, probably.
With another extension, I gather. But at any rate, I think I understood John to say what he's saying now.
And to answer part of your point of information, the last part of page two talked about the output of the governance committee with regard to this hate speech thing. And I talked to Zuberi coming in, and just to give him a heads up so that he could...
For 5 minutes. Okay, is there any objection to extending the general manager report summary for 5 minutes? Okay, seeing none.
The next was Michael Novick.
I'll be quick. I was on the phone during the fund drive couple of different days. There were four or five phones working, but the main problem is there were very few calls coming in. And I think that that's a manifestation of the fact that the station has reached past the point of diminishing returns on the strategy of fundraising that we have, which is preempting our programming and running endless pitches for products. And the people who call in don't even realize that they're contributing to KPFK. Most of them did not. They thought they were buying the product. So I think that it's essential that, and I'm not a programmer, I'm not a staffer in any way, shape, or form. I found the interim PD's memorandum about the fund drives to be insulting in the extreme to the entire staff. And I think that that has to be corrected as soon as possible. The idea that there's not enough time, we're on a treadmill, and we have to get off the treadmill. And whatever it takes to do that needs to be done.
Thank you. Here. Lydia Brazone.
The stack is closed after Lydia for public comment.
Yes, it is.
Yes, okay. So to me, the issue is also certainly no cohesive direction or input from the local station board, because we haven't had a meeting about this, about the role of unpaid programmers, about the role of the foundation, about what the goals are in terms of fundraising as the end product versus just the mission. Lou Hill's vision was to have self-sustaining stations, and unpaid programmers aren't paid, so they're already self-sustaining. That's just a basic concept. Anything they raise above that is to the benefit of the collective. But we don't know where each of us are coming from in that. And those are very different visions about the foundation and about the station. And so I 100% agree with what Steve Pride said. I 100% agree with what Michael said. This isn't just about the PD. This is about how people are thinking now, because we are under so much pressure about raising money. By virtue of our union contracts, there are automatic raises, there are things that are, you know, whatever. But we have to look at everything. But it's not on the shoulders of the unpaid programmers. You can train them from now until forever. They could become the best fundraisers. If you haven't advertised their programs, if you have not promoted their programs sufficiently.
Time is up, I'm sorry. Okay.
Then it's going to all be for naught, so it's not just that one fix. Thank you.
Okay. It's now public comment time. Oh, I'm sorry. There's another minute.
Madam Chair?
Do I get a quick response?
Personal privilege here. It seems somehow unfair that the person who moves to extend doesn't get to say anything because the stack has been closed, especially since some people have spoken way more than I have. And for you to run a linear stack, first come, first serve, and not to address the principle of people having spoken late, it just seems unfair, Madam Chair. I have some things to say, and I'd like to say them, and I'd like to say them actually before Zoo speaks.
I agree.
Very quickly, basically, we make the most money in the front of the fund drive, and so more fund drives of shorter length would be better to avoid listener fatigue. And so I ask you to consider that principle. I think that Michael was addressing that. If we had to have a fund drive 26 weeks a year, they should be on alternate weeks. We need to spread it out. And that's just it's just like exercise.
Okay. Thank you.
I have to agree with pretty much most of what you all said. As I've continued to say as when I did my tenure began, is that one, we're not going to fund drive ourselves out of this financial situation. Unfortunately, the station has gotten so desperate that it does have to sell beeswax and stuff like that. And when I speak to some of these donors and they want their money back because they haven't received their premium on time, I do take a moment to ask them why they did donate. And a great majority of them do say they donate because of the product. Yeah. And I think we've lost sight of the value of KPFK and improving its value. You know, that's why I'm having these meetings, because together we have to improve this value so that people will want to continue to sustain KPFK. And we got to look at other revenue streams as well. We can't just rely with on-air fund drives. Not in this day and age when the competition for charitable dollars is fierce. You know, not even just with public radio, but just with other causes as well. We've got to adapt and utilize technology to our advantage. And some of that I do put into my report. But in moving forward, with the new website, I look forward to using this website to monetize our online fundraising efforts, and as a way of adding another revenue stream.
All right, those 5 minutes have now been used up. Unless there's some other motion, we're now at public comment.
No, that means we're going to the next agenda item.
Huh?
We're taking public comment.
We have a time certain. Okay.
We're taking public.
That's what happens when you run out of time.
Thank you.
Okay. You have to extend the time now?
Yes.
You just have to have public comment, then we have to adjourn.
Yeah. Unless you make a motion to extend.
No. I'll leave that to Steve.
Okay. Public comment, 90 seconds.
At the last Program Oversight Committee, which has not met since last year, somehow someone managed to get Ellen Minsky in there. At that moment, during that meeting, that was, I think we had one meeting after that, and after that it dissolved. Until then, it's been dormant. I explained to Ellen Minsky what Steve has tried to articulate, is that the listening audience has been placed systematically and deliberately on a stupor, on a, what Lydia and Michael have alluded to. They are not buying the value, as you explained, Sue. They're buying a product. Now, I explained to Ellen Minsky that it's a junkie. It's locking up a junkie for at least a weekend, not giving it any food unless it can eat organic food. So you tell it, okay, you're not going to eat any junk food unless you eat this organic food, or take any drugs unless you eat this that's good for you. And basically what he's trying to say is what I've been saying for years, is that systematically the listening audience of KPFK has been lost. The true listener supporter, what we have now is infomercial. Pacifica National Board was warned by legal advice that because we have become a product selling newscast, that's what we've become, that we have lost sight and violated all the time our mission statement. Therefore, the true listening, participating community members are not catered to. They're not
outreached
to.
Next speaker.
Thank you.
Thank you.
and nothing about the election.
Thank you. Next.
I want to hear about the elections.
Thank you. Next speaker.
I can't give it to you. You have to come over here. It's not long enough.
That's the long one.
Okay, good afternoon. Financially, Pacifica Radio is hanging by a thread. I think you'd agree that it's an economic truism that a seriously ailing business entity is either suffering from insufficient income or extraordinary expenses. Oddly enough, with Pacifica, we have internal fund drives, some pretty successful in recent years, and then 2 or 3 months later, the money's gone. Big mystery. We have endless appeals for more money, but no one seems to want to address the outflow issue. Just where is the money going? Of course, I mean beyond legitimate and normal, that is to say, normal, legitimate operating expenses. I'll tell you where it's been going, 1, 2, and 3. 1, a history of poor management and amateur hour accounting practices and terrible accountability. We never get real balance sheet and other financials. 2, an unconscionable democracy now contract negotiated by a couple of PNB officers, not the entire board. 3, non-producing assets, member stations like WBAI, which I've been told recently owes the system something like $3 million. We're talking crunch time, people, and our sheer survival depends on measures like, again, 1, 2, and 3, insistence on sound management and accounting performance, 2, revoking and renegotiating the Democracy Now! Contract.
Your time is up, my friend.
And 3, go ahead, quick.
I was going to get, divesting ourselves of non-producing assets such as WBI. I'm coming right to the end here. Without these changes, we'll continue to founder, our listener base and credibility will continue to erode, and our financial viability will totally go in the toilet.
Okay, but
and Pacifica Radio will become your history.
Thank you.
Thank you.
To begin with, these meetings could be, should be, ought to be far more functional and efficient. I don't know how you can all stand this. I find that hard myself. I've been on the board
please,
before.
Please, the public is speaking.
The dysfunction and anomaly of this board, the lack of focus and priorities, is just pathetic. Just pathetic. And the only answer to that, I think, is some professional help from people who work on meetings and organizations and mediation. I said this before, I'm saying it again. If you don't realize this, then I don't know what else to say. The semantic quibbling and the factional voting is just pathetic. And I'm an equal opportunity critic, as most of you know. I don't go with one side or the other because they're a side. I go on the issues. And that you would schedule an executive meeting on an important issue and not even notify that the listener public is pretty sad.
It was
and
not
then the last minute, just to cancel it. It doesn't, none of it makes any sense, except for factional craziness. And I use those words deliberately and advisedly. It doesn't make any sense.
February
18th. And obviously, rational people, and most of you are, and all of you are, sometimes do irrational things. Just as irrational people, and we have some among us, sometimes do and say rational things.
And your time is up.
And my time is up, but maybe all of our time is up, unless we do something about this.
Thank you.
Just like Israel, it was posted on February the 18th.
We still have,
does he respond? General Manager respond?
Yes. Oh, we still have, you have 2 minutes.
All right. You know, this is certainly a time period of a wake-up call. I've been started as a volunteer about 10 years ago and seen many perspectives of KPFK and Pacifica's functioning, both from a volunteer and then a part-timer and then a full-time manager, now the interim general manager. And, you know, it's really heartbreaking. It breaks my heart that the foundation and the station has gotten to the point where it is, where, you know, I have to agree with Israel, these meetings aren't functional. And to me, each moment of time that I have while I'm working, I consider this work, I want to be productive in pushing forward and not wasting time. Because, you know, there is a lot of people that are counting on us. And we really do have to come together. You know, the burden of fundraising should not just be on the programmers and or the managers. It's on each and every one of us, you know, the board members, I should say, because, you know, our people are counting on us to preserve and to strengthen this institution. And, you know, I'll say it again, you know, where do we want the station to be a year from now? I got a list of goals posted on my door, because that's what business each and every minute I handle at KPFK is working towards. I also list those goals at the end of my report. So, you know, my door is open to each and every one of y'all to solve our crisis and to get out of this.
Can you address what
Excuse
I
spoke
to? Excuse me. By the way, I was wrong. You have 2.5 minutes. So now
okay.
You address it.
Now you have five seconds.
Bella.
On what? Programming?
Programming.
I'm sorry. You'd have to ask your question exactly again. I'm sorry. I know you had mentioned something about the listeners.
The programming.
What about
programming has been destroying the actual listener supporter. We're selling a product. We're not selling the value of Pacifica's mission.
I had addressed.
And why?
Okay, excuse me.
I had said that. What's the reason why? Because we've become desperate for money.
No,
I'm trying to answer your question. Why have we gotten that way?
Yes.
Because we do not have any substantial source of income without the exception of on-air fundraising.
Because of
It's not just because of programming. It's not all because of programming. It's management. It's also strategic and effective fundraising. It's not just about programming. Even if we had the bet, we made sweeping program changes tomorrow, we're still faced with having to do another fund drive within the next month or so. And that audience from those new program changes would not have the opportunity to grow or give us the opportunity to further develop the station and or serve the interests of the listening community and the community at large. That's the problem. It's not just programming. The whole system is broken.
All right, the time is
Thank
up.
You.
Excuse me. Please.
Public comment is done. You do not have to excuse me.
Bella.
You do not have the floor.
All together.
Thank you.
She does it again.
Okay.
Oh.
The meeting is, we are at time. So we need to go into executive session. Unfortunately, we're not able to get to other items. We did have a lot of roll call votes happening earlier in the meeting, so our time has been pushed and pushed and pushed, unfortunately. So we were at a time certain. So thank you to the public for coming to the meeting. We will be going to executive session.
And why are you going to executive session?
For the general manager.
Can you explain to the listeners why?
An employment issue.